Hey, welcome to Brace Country.
In late 2009, Britt Turner, drummer of the great southern rock band Blackberry Smoke, was on tour in Europe when he was given the devastating news that his daughter, Lana, had been diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma, a rare form of cancer that develops from nerve tissue.
Only 3 years old at the time, tumors had taken over 97% of Lana's body, and Britt and his wife Shannon were devastated but resolved to fight the disease.
After years of treatment in 2011, the Turner family finally received good news that Lana's cancer had gone into remission. That was when Britt Turner made the commitment to ensuring the well-being of all children.
And since then, Blackberry Smoke has donated close to $500,000 to childhood cancer organizations through the band's meet and greet experiences purchased by their fans, and they've helped establish the Lana Turner Foundation to use the power of music, art, and community to promote and benefit children's physical and mental well-being as they work to support families that are fighting children's cancer and work to find the cure.
And now, coming Sunday, May 22nd, the brothers Britt and Richard Turner of Blackberry Smoke are hosting their second LTF, Ride for a Cure, which will end with a huge party right here at Live at the Battery Atlanta. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Here to tell us all about the Lana Turner Foundation and the LTF Ride for a Cure is the one and only Britt Turner of Blackberry Smoke. Britt, welcome to Braves Country, buddy.
I am so glad to be here. Is this when you guys pump the crowd noise in?
I guess you're used to that.
And I want to say, Scott, you definitely put in serious time at the meet and greets that we raised money for this in the early on, and by taking photos and basically keeping people from taking their own photos, which would take hours figuring out how to use their own phone. But I really want to thank you personally from all of us for the time that you put in to help, you know, and this is slowly taking off. You know, we planned on doing our second ride. You know, the first one was 2019, and we planned on jumping right in 2020, but of course COVID kept us from doing that, and the Braves have kept their interest in the Cordish group, and all the people down there at the Truist Park has let us come back, and here we are. So this weekend we're gonna have a good time and raise some money, and hopefully raise enough to help these kids and find a cure.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And it's so awesome what you're doing. And I'm a huge Blackberry Smoke fan, but I'm an even bigger fan of what you're doing with the Lana Turner Foundation and this Ride for a Cure. I told you before we got on the air, my own family had an encounter with this. My brother, who passed at 8 from childhood cancer, he passed at St. Jude, and it was really, really devastating for our family. He passed about a year before I was born, but it didn't seem that way, Britt. It was like he was still there because all of his pictures were there and his room was still intact. And, And my parents talked about him like he was still there because it was so fresh and new. And it was almost like growing up with a brother that wasn't there. And then now being a dad, I look back at what my mom and dad went through and then what you and your wife had gone through. And I just applaud you for the way you handle it with such dignity and the way you handle it by doing good. Spawned out of a bad situation, you're turning that into good. Can you walk us through how your family dealt with it?
It was, like you said, very, very difficult, but you know, the old saying, other people have it worse, you know, and you could definitely look next door and see someone having a harder time of it. So, you know, just hope, a lot of prayers, and, you know, you try to make every minute literally count with your kid, you know, and I won't lie, we watched a lot of SpongeBob, and it was great,
right. Yeah,
you know. If I could hug that guy's neck that created that, I would.
Right.
But you know, anything to take people's minds off the day, what you know, their treatment, the effects of their treatment, everything, you know. And I really honestly think that we're gonna see the end of this in our lifetime.
I love the optimism, Britt. You've always had it, man. And so speaking of optimism, everybody's really excited about this event. And would you tell our listeners what you got planned for this Sunday's Ride for a Cure? I know you got a bunch of music, barbecue, bourbon happening, and a lot of other cool perks.
Yeah. So basically, there's a couple different locations that people are leaving from. Richard and I are riding out at New Realm Brewery in Grant Park area. And so basically the kickstands are up at 11. You know, we get in there around 9 a.m. It's also leaving from Falcons Fury, Harley Davidson, Eagle Rider in Marietta. But you don't have to ride a bike. You can just show up, park in the red light, you know, and come on in. We're going to it's going to go from noon until, I believe, 5 o'clock. And there's going to be a lot of barbecue restaurants set up. You can eat, you can drink, you can do a little bourbon tasting, you can do everything else that the park there offers, which is amazing. And Scott, you know this, when they opened up that park, I was not complaining.
No, I know
I'm from Myrna. I was so proud they put it there, and it is the best thing. If I ever take anybody from out of town to that park, whether there's a game or not, they are blown away.
Well, I know you love it because you can just ride your bike right up and park it right there and go in. I mean, there's no walk.
One of the many reasons, yes. But it's just, I actually used to ride my bicycle in the woods over there where they built it. But I grew up right down the street, and I just think it's amazing what they've done there. And to see a game, of course, is even better.
Britt Turner of Blackberry Smoke joining us here on the Braves Country Podcast. And I'm so glad you brought this up because I'm more of a pickup truck guy than I am a motorcycle guy. I love them. I just don't trust myself with them. I mean, I'm so uncoordinated. So it's just great that there are things for non-riders to attend the event as well. Big party at the Battery. And it's a pretty family-friendly event, though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, all ages. And there's a great band that we had the last time called Freebird that plays all your favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd songs, and they don't mind if you yell Freebird when they're playing. They might even play, but they're good friends of ours, and we had a great time with them the last time, and wanted to repeat, get down there, and you can hear live music, eat barbecue, drink some bourbon.
Yes, sir.
It's all stuff we love, and we love doing it out here at the Battery, and I know that's, you know, you being a Braves fan is one of the reasons you've had it land here at the Battery, and I think it's really cool to do an event at Live at the Battery. But, you know, I want to go ahead and have, let's be transparent here, Britt, and you know, I know you're a self-proclaimed Fairweather fan, and so I know you must have really gotten on the bandwagon last year on the bus for the Braves' big World Series victory, right?
I bought two hats. I invested.
Attaboy.
Twice as much, and that's what I think pushed it over the top, really. I'm not the guy that reads all the stuff on the inside of the record, but although I appreciate it, but I love music. So just like sports, it's not as much if it's not Hank Aaron, I don't know him, but I'm just saying I love the game. And it's even better when the Braves win the World Series.
But Britt, I got to tell you that you just described about 90% of Truist Park on a any given night during the Braves season. Man, most people are, you know, fans of the team, and they have a couple players they like. They don't know the stats, and they don't know, you know, all the advanced statistics, because even people that love baseball like myself and Scott, sometimes that gets confusing for us too. because it's so overwhelming, you know, the whole that whole money ball thing where they're, you know, using data to figure out which way to hit the ball. I don't like some of that stuff's even overwhelming for everybody. So I don't think you can call yourself a bandwagon or a fair weather fan anymore. You're just like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's good with me. I mean, other than the Braves, I don't know you. You know, I don't know any other teams. Bad news Bears. Okay, I lied.
Look, bad news. Okay. Well, then let's take it a step further. Then you got. I mean, you've probably seen Major League. Who doesn't love that movie?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
What's the documentary about Kurt Russell's dad that he had?
It's about the team out in Portland. I just watched it. Gosh,
great! I mean, that's what I like to hear.
Me too.
You know, the underdogs, you know.
Absolutely.
But that's as far as I go with the stats. I let the computers take all that, you know, and I respect the decisions. But I'm not complaining about anything. I'm just here to watch them win when they win, and then, like I said, Scott knows this. I invest every year in a Braves baseball hat, and then I got two this year, so I think that's how it's going to work.
No, you're always rocking the hats and representing the A, and you're the guy. But I love also how you're big enough guy to, you know, admit that you've been a fair weather fan. But we've Charlie and his longtime merchandise cotton slinger, Mr. Eric Snoddy, and myself, we all kind of helped him figure out how to be a little bit more of just you know, it's okay if they're losing, you don't have to, you know, destroy the bus. It's okay.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think college is what really gets the fist thrown in our bus, you know, the college sports.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
true. You know, I like somewhere where I can go and feel like I'm from there, like I said, when they're winning. And I don't want to put too much pressure on the team, but I do like to see the wins.
Yeah, man. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I just looked it up. The Battered Bastards of Baseball is that documentary, and it is so
incredible.
Stinking good. You're exactly right. Literally just watched a couple weeks ago.
I've grown up Bad News Bears, really.
It is. Very really? Much so. Great analogy. It's a great comparison, great illustration of that. Hey, Britt, I think it's awesome that you and your brother, Richard, are in Black Bear Smoke together, Richard playing the bass. Both are going to lead the Ride for a Cure and host the party. What kind of motorcycles do you and Richard ride?
Man, we ride Harley Davidsons,
but
we've been known to ride Indian motorcycles when they give us a free lease. Those are pretty nice too. You know?
In case there's some sort of Indian motorcycle owner that would like to provide one of those.
Yeah, we had leases, and we were having a great time putting some miles on them. And then, once again, the pandemic, they were selling motorcycles like they were going out of style. So they just basically called us and said, "Hey, we are out of motorcycles, and we need yours because we've got them sold." So we had to, you know, tuck tail between our legs and take them back up there. But hey, you know, we got motorcycles of our own, so I guess we'll put miles on those now. So
Scott was telling me about it, and you talked about it a little bit, that the Blackberry Smoke fans take a whole lot of pride in contributing to the meet and greet program every night on tour. How does it feel to have fans come up to you and support something that's so personal to you and really embrace that because of who you are and what you've done in their life, even if it's just being entertainment and being able to look away and escape the crazy world for a night of music?
Yeah. I mean, it's the most real thing there is, you know, in my opinion. I feel like how this all happened in realizing that people, we were on tour, you know, and they were like, "Well, why did they cancel? We're not a band that cancels shows, you know." So there was something, there was an issue. So they figured it out and started sending, you know, 1,000 teddy bears showed up at Scottish Rite Hospital, and the people that worked there, you know, were like, "Hey, listen, this is crazy, and you should start a fund." And I was like, "Well, I don't feel comfortable asking for money. I have insurance and I pay my own way, you know." And they said, "That's not the point. You're going to get 1,000 more teddy bears that you can't do anything with. You can start a fund, and you can, if you don't need the money, because you never know when your insurance is going to go belly up. You never know, you know. And so you can use that money or you can donate it." And I thought, okay. That's a great suggestion. So we did, and you know, within weeks we had, I think, $80,000, and luckily our insurance held out, and we donated that to Aflac, and so that's what started it. And then, you know, Scott was around when we started doing meet and greets, where we were you know, people, we should do a meet and greet. People want to meet us. You know, that wasn't
right.
People were asking because it's a thing in the business where you're traveling around and bands are doing meet and greets for whatever reason, you know, extra money, whatever it is. And so we were asked so much, we were like, okay, well, let's do one. And it was a big success. And we were at the venue for about 3 or 4 more hours than we needed to be. And so then we had to organize it a little bit, and we said, well, let's charge for this and give the money to Children's Hospital, you know?
Wow.
And that made us feel better about charging for something like that. And it also helped kids and families that are in this fight, you know, and the many people that I reached out to about this, because I wanted to start like an official 501c3 when immediately, you know, but you know, you have so much going on, so much you can put your mind on when your kid is sick. Of course, I just gave up, you know, back then, and now she's well, and she's really, really, you know, she's 15 and living her life, and so many other kids don't get to. We just continue to reach out to people and ask, hey, how can we help, you know, and Cure Childhood Cancer is a great organization that, you know, even Tom Glavin's
That's
wife,
right.
She's very involved, and we've seen her in passing several times, and we reach out to people like that and say, hey, what can we plug into that you guys are working right now? How can we help? How can this money help? And, you know, I mean, we've done the patient family services include meals, include paying people's mortgage. You know, when your kid's sick, what if you got 5 other kids? You know, we had one child.
That's right.
What if there was another kid at home? Who helps with that? That's a hard thing to do, you know, even just having a kid, you know, but one sick, and we were, I say we're lucky, if there was any luck in it. I mean, the hospital that was right for her protocol was 3 miles from our house. We have one child, so we see all these other people suffering so much more.
Yeah.
They can't, you know, they're 9-to-5 jobs. They can't do them.
Right.
You know, so we pay for mortgages, we pay for meals, we pay for gas cards, research for neuroblastoma specifically. I mean, sometimes, and the sad thing is we pay for funerals.
You know what though, Britt, it's in the moment, that's hard to see, you know what I mean? Because you're in the,
yeah.
you're in the middle of the forest, and it's hard to look around and realize that other people are having that kind of a time. So it just says a lot about you and your family and what y'all are all about to be able to recognize that there is a forest. You weren't blinded by the trees.
Yeah. I mean, I won't lie to you. When we were discharged from there, you know, you're never really, you know, we agreed to do it was monthly, then it was every 3 months, and then every 6 months, every year clinic, you know, survivor clinic. But I won't lie to you. Part of me didn't ever want to see a hospital again.
I can understand.
But the other part was like, no, you know, we got to help.
And help you have, and you know, close to $500,000 so far in meet and greets since then, and then the Ride for a Cure, which is just an amazing thing. That I think you're in your second Ride for a Cure at this point, coming up this weekend, ending
yes.
at the Battery Live outside of Truist Park. And Britt, I just wanted to tell you know, a little bit of inside baseball here, and commend you for something that happened when we first started that thing, when you started the program for the meet and greet. You know, I don't know if you remember that first conference phone call we had with certain music industry folks and, you know, record label types, and they were saying, you know, it won't work and you can't do it, and you don't take that for an answer, man. You were determined before that, but after that phone call, I remember you really kicked things into fifth gear. Do you remember that?
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
I don't know if you remember that first conference phone call we had with certain music industry folks and, you know, record label types. And they were saying, you know, it won't work and you can't do it. And you don't take that for an answer, man. You were determined before that. But after that phone call, I remember you really kicked things into fifth gear. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember it. I know how big we aren't as a band, you know, we all listen to our fans, you know, when they say they want something, it's our job to deliver, you know? So when someone said that, when people kept saying they wanted to do meet and greets, we were like, yeah, let's put it together, you know, see how it rolls. Well, it was great and it was successful. And I feel like we did the best thing with the money, you know, in my personal opinion, you know, and it is every, you know, people say that charity is selfish in a way. Yeah, it is. But it's that I want to be clear. This is our fans' money that has been used for these great, great things, helping children and their families, you know, and 100% thank them every day for that.
And Britt Turner, I've got to thank you. I've got to tell you, man, that, I was so proud to be Blackberry Smoke's tour manager for those 5 years that we spent together. But my greatest pride really came from helping you get that meet and greet up and running strong. And it gave us all a purpose beyond ourselves or the band. And it really brought the band and the fans together. And thank you for letting me be a part of that, my friend.
Oh, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I knew that you knew what it was about. So that made the difference.
Britt Turner from Blackberry Smoke on the Braves Country podcast here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. My name is Tug Coward along with Scott Munn. I'm guessing that the motorcycle community rallies together just like the fans of the band Blackberry Smoke. And I'm sure you're expecting a pretty big crowd on Sunday for Ride for a Cure. How many motorcycles are you expecting to roll up in the battery?
I think before we had about 600. That's why we had big talks with the Braves about their parking. that was the thing that they were most concerned about. But yeah, I mean, I hope we have hundreds more, you know. I can't count right now, but a lot of people are day of signing up for these things, you know, and we have several hundred in advance already, so it's going to be a good one. And if the weather holds out right, it'll be even better, just like last time.
And you can get
paying off.
Yeah, that's right. And you can get tickets at LanaTurnerFoundation.org or BlackberrySmoke.com, AXS.com, and check out hashtag Ride for a Cure to get all the information. And Britt, I see that Freebird is a band that's playing at this event. It's a Lynyrd Skynyrd cover band. Is that Joey Huffman's band?
I think Joey's known to have played in that band. Yeah, Chris Cox, a good buddy of ours, is singing for the band. And they've always been, him and his wife have always been big supporters of the cause. And we had them, like I said, the last time, and it was so much fun. Why would we get anyone else?
Yeah, right. Dude, and what a great pairing, you know, just great Southern rock music, which is what I know you love, and Scott and I love too. But you've toured with Skynyrd, and you guys are pretty cool. Are they cool with cover bands? I mean, is that something that, I mean, is would you be cool with a Blackberry Smoke cover band?
I would. Well, there are Blackberry Smoke cover bands, and I'm more than cool. It blew us away that someone cared enough to put one together. Just as long as they're not better than us, then we're fine. But,
impossible.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think that it's always strange to hear someone else play your song. You see it on YouTube, and you're like, I wouldn't have done it that way. That's better. But it's pretty great. But I think they're, of course, at this point in Skynyrd's career, they're, accepting of everything. They're such a great band and such great music that will live on forever. There's probably thousands and thousands of tribute bands, you know, of their music, because you go play that and you're going to get a reaction no matter where you are.
Yeah, but I hear that Freebird is one of the best ones out there, so it's a great call.
Yeah,
and tell us what's coming up for Blackberry Smoke, Britt. I know that the Jamie Johnson tour is going to happen now, and that's been a long time coming. When is that, and do you think y'all might play some of the songs that you and Jamie have recorded together on that tour?
Sure we will. I mean, that's coming up, I think, in August with Jamie. And we love Jamie so much. Met him years ago in Nashville, and we're just so impressed with him as a person and his career and his music. And it's great to see somebody consistently put out good stuff and fight the fight against the record business. And, you know, and you know what? Just be downright ornery. And that's what we love about Jamie.
Yeah, he's great.
But as far as Blackberry Smoke's concerned, I mean, we're hitting the road, to finish up our Canadian tour that we started several years ago, and then started it again a couple months ago, and then now we're going back up to finish it. We got four shows on the East Coast of Canada, and then zip back down into Maryville, Tennessee, where we do our three-night stand shindig at the Shed in Maryville.
And you've also got a fundraiser ride up there at the Shed, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll on the I think it's 19th and 11th, or we do the concerts, and then the 12th we do on the Sunday we do the Shed ride, and so that's not just zipping it up to the stadium. This is you better pay attention. It's up through the Dragon's Tail, it is a beautiful. Beautiful view, but you don't want to not look at the road. It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, right. No doubt about it. I grew up in Northwest Georgia and headed up to Maryville, Tennessee a bunch of times, and Maryville College is up there. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, no doubt about it.
It is, man. Every time I go up there, I'm just like, I would love to have a piece of land up here. And then
no kidding.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the band, how proud are you to see Charlie Starr playing guitar on this Black Crowes tour right now, man? I'm a huge fan of him and Driving and Crying and y'all. Oh, and it's got to be just super special.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Black Crowes, definitely one of my favorite bands ever.
Me too.
No matter what lineup. I'm just looking. I just hope they don't treat him like they treat their other guitar players. You know?
Oh, my.
but I think it's great, you know, I mean, to go out and do Stagecoach and play in front of that many people with the Black Crowes is definitely a rock and roll fantasy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're all proud of Charlie, man. He's one of the greatest players in the world. He's world class is what he is. And
oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. I was talking to Chris. I said, can't y'all find your own guitar player? I mean, you're one of the biggest bands in the world, or have you just scared everybody off? And then I thought, well, Charlie's definitely the perfect person for that job. He's got the tone and the ability. So.
Well, you ought to be nice. They might need a drummer sometime, you know. Hey, Britt, speaking of the Crowes, what is it about brothers being in Southern rock bands? I mean, you got the Robinson Brothers in the Crowes, and, of course, the Allman Brothers, the Doobie Brothers, the Van Zants. The Van Zants, man, you know.
And then, my last name was Doobie, though.
Right, yeah, I know. Well, it could be. And then you got you and your brother Richard in Blackberry Smoke. It seems like something that happens more in the Southern rock genre. And you're the most qualified person to explain this, man. What is the deal?
I don't know. I feel like as a bass player and guitar player, I mean, bass player and drummer, I feel like, you know, it's not like we could sit around and jam in the basement by ourselves. So, but it was just easier to find guitar players when you got the rhythm section already put together, you know? I guess just from playing together a long time, maybe we're good at it. And so it's more enjoyable to people. I don't know. I've just always been around my brother. So it's like we've always played in bands together, played sports. It just seems easy, and that's what it should be.
Let me ask you a quick question, because there's so many things that we talk about on the Braves Country podcast with artists and ball players. But the one thing we always ask is your favorite places when you're out on the road, specifically in the Southeast, but when you're out on the road, like Southern Kitchen, mom and pop kind of joints, country cooking, soul food, barbecue restaurants. What are the places that you recommend we add to our list? And we've got quite a long list of places that people have recommended we should be eating.
God, I'm actually drawing a blank. I should start that.
Waffle House.
By the way, Waffle House is not it, but
look, it is for me.
But I will tell you one thing. It's very consistent. You know, you may not like Starbucks coffee, but you know what you're going to get.
That's right.
If you buy it.
That's right. No doubt about it.
You know, I mean, obviously Scott can help me out here. What's the, Muffaletta place in New Orleans.
There's one on every block, but I can't remember the name of the. There's like the one.
Do we need to call somebody in on this?
Call phone a friend. Yeah,
it's but anyway, the muffalettas are, you know, they're as big as your head. So if you definitely order one, you're eating that for a couple days.
Right but, on. I love it.
Let me Google it. I mean,
and then you've also experienced the whole barbecue. Like you're going to present some barbecue this weekend. You're going to have like tastings. I hear like five different barbecues out there or something.
Yes. Okay. Central Grocery, by the way, backing up, is the name of the place in New Orleans that has the muffaletta.
Oh yeah,
Central Grocery. I got to remember that.
It's like you pull into New Orleans and you go there and you pick up your muffaletta and then you sleep.
Weight to it. Yeah, that's how you know it's good. Just the weight of it alone. But, barbecue. I'm trying to think of all the companies that are coming out, but Williamson Brothers definitely is coming out. I don't think Fat Matt's, which is one of my favorites, I feel like I'm cheating on them. You know that if I ever eat.
Oh, yeah. You love Fat Matt's Rib Shack.
So good.
Yeah, there's something so good about Fat Matt's that, I don't know, we're still trying to break it down in the lab. What exactly is in that sauce? But it is amazing. So there should be several out there. And last time it was a big thumbs up with everybody. You know,
right?
You don't want to go after the ball game and get hungry.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Talking to Britt Turner, Blackberry Smoke, and talking about the Ride for Cure advance tickets are available through LanaTurnerFoundation.org. The ride will start at New Realm Brewing. That is 550 Somerset Terrace, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. Live at the Battery, where the event will kick off with music and games and ticketed bourbon and barbecue. You can come in for a great cause and give back. You don't got a bike like me, no worries. It is open to everyone. Everybody's welcome to attend. T-shirts and koozies be on sale, and you can buy some online, too, at the LTF tent at Live at the Battery. Bourbon and barbecue general admission includes access to the event at the Battery, and then five bourbon tasting tickets and five barbecue tasting tickets. Not only that, Scott, you got the bourbon and
barbecue VIP.
You're really
good with these levels, Britt. We like it. The bourbon and barbecue VIP includes access to the event, five tickets to the bourbon, five barbecue tickets, and then you get in the VIP lounge. You get, you know, access to a better bathroom. That's pretty nice. And then
that's key right there.
And then you got your cocktails and the distillery. The ASW guys will be there. And that's the one where you get the meet and greet with Britt and Richard Turner right off the bike.
Sweet.
Then hot dog.
What's going to happen there? You guys are going to be in a tent taking some photos.
We'll do that.
That sounds good.
We'll definitely do that.
That sounds like a good time.
And you know where it goes. So let's all support and have a great time.
Yeah,
another
man.
Thing I want to tell you guys is that, and you're the first to hear this, we're launching our own American lager.
Wow.
We joined up with New Realm Brewery, and it is going to be six-pack tall boys, buddy, all the way around.
Son, that's awesome.
What's the brand going to be called?
It's Blackberry Smoke American Lager.
Wow.
New Realm Brewery.
Dude, yeah. That is super, super cool. Congratulations on that, man. Yeah. Thank you for everything you do. We hope you have a smooth ride on Sunday and a big old good time in Hootenanny. And hope you'll be in touch with Scott and I and come by the Braves Radio Network studio sometime and visit us in person. Anytime you can help get the word out, that's what we want to do and help the Lana Turner Foundation fight childhood cancer. And we are in, man. Thank you so much, Britt. God bless you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Britt Turner.
Bye.
See you now. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.